Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar's here. I'm glad Jeff's here. He's a long time, almost 19-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's an award-winning journalist, author of all the important books on being home-based. He is a wordsmith extraordinaire. He's Mr. Words. In fact, he owns the website gotwords.com. How about that? And he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. And how could I not with the opening you give me, man? I should hire you to do my PR.
Hey, well, that's what I do. I'll be glad to take your money.
Hey, Jeff.
That didn't come out right, did it? No, I'll be glad to help you accomplish your goals, Jeffrey.
Exactly. For a modest fee.
Did I say that out loud?
There you go. It's okay.
Welcome back, Jeff. It's always fun to have you here. So one of the things that we used to hear every time you turned around, somebody was slapping you upside the head with a brand message. There have been 1,000, maybe 100,000 books written on branding, but most of them were written in the late 90s and in the last decade. I mean, and the reason I know this, Jeff, and I know you know this, but the reason I know this is because I'm like the funnel where all this stuff comes into my operation. I get lots and lots of books every week. People want me to talk to them about it on the show, and I'm trying to remember the last time I saw a brand book, and we used to just be inundated with them. Not that nobody's talking about it anymore, but it seems like it's not as much on the radar as it used to be, and I think you agree with me, it's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, you know what, I think what has happened is, and you know, it happens, like, for example, you and I started working from home before working from home got sexy.
That's right.
In the 90s, I was, you know, I started in 89, and I was working from home, and I still do, and in about 93, 94, you and I were talking about it on the show, and talking about how there was this epiphany of people, you know, working more and more from home, and people needed to know how to do it. So we came out and I wrote, you know, wrote four books on how to work from home, how to telework, how to convince your boss to let you work from home because you can do it effectively. But then, mm-hmm. you know, people, the society caught up with the trend. You don't really need to learn how to work from home anymore because you just do it. And I think that a lot of authors and a lot of people who speak on marketing and branding sort of maybe had that belief that, you know, everyone has their brand, they have what's going on, they know how to do it, but people don't. And I think that a lot of the problem is that we sort of forget what we once knew or don't truly know what the possibilities are out there and how important, and this is really the key element, how important our brand is. I don't care if you're
a lot of people don't realize that. And when you talk about branding, folks, we're not just talking about having one and claiming it, having a name, having a logo, whatever, but not underestimating the different ways and the power and the repetition of using it in everything that you do.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, let's back up for a second. And a point that I was going to get to in a moment was the idea that everyone is a brand. So whether you're a clock puncher at the local factory or you're a CEO of a corporation, I'm not talking about the corporation itself, but the person is the brand. So if you want to go in for a raise and want to go talk to your boss about a raise, you know, or you're an entrepreneur, you want to go talk to your clients about doing some work for them, every interaction you have with somebody, you have a halo about you that can either be good, bad, or indifferent. You want people to think positively of you. You want people to think, you know, why should I give Jeff that raise? Why should I hire Jim to do this engagement, do this job for me? If you have a brand, it's your reputation. It's what precedes you as you walk into a room, as you reach out to somebody to have some sort of engagement or work engagement with them. So it's important that we know that we have a brand. And then how can we set it up and how can we both establish it and carry it forward in ways that it does precede us as we walk in, that it touches people every time they hear from us, that in some way, shape, or form it has.
Do you think that social media has diluted the thinking about branding?
I think that it, in some ways,
Let me tell you the only reason I'm asking that, because I think we sort of stopped the marketplace or the talking heads maybe stopped focusing on it as much about the same time. It seems to me as I look back, you know, as I think about it, as the more social media became full up in our grill, you know, in our windshield, it seems like maybe branding started taking a little bit of a back seat. And if you're a small business, whether you're home based like Jeff, or you got an office downtown or a storefront or whatever, it never stopped being important.
I got to tell you that some may think that social media somehow supplanted brand or made it less important, or people think they can just tweet or blog or post or, you know, put up a Facebook message or put a LinkedIn out there and never touch it, and that is their brand. But the smart people are turning all of those social media into free media for their brand.
Mm-hmm.
So your LinkedIn, if you're smart, look, I have a LinkedIn. I don't nurture my LinkedIn maybe the way I should. But I'm pretty aggressive about you know, not aggressive is the wrong word, but responding to, if someone comments, I got all sorts of work anniversaries in February because this is 29 years. I've been working from home. It began in February. I respond to every person who makes a comment on any of my social media to say thank you, or if they say something, you know, something else, comment on something I wrote. And you got to nurture that stuff. You can't let it. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing, because we might say that social media came along and supplanted our need for a brand. But social media should be, if Coca-Cola or some big major corporation needs a Super Bowl ad to run their brand, to market their product, or just ads on TV or in print, we have this stuff free to us. And that's not even including our ability to, say, create a YouTube channel and launch videos about ourselves, our company, our products, our services, you know, consulting, et cetera.
Right. Well, and, you know, especially Jeff, when you think about if you're trying to nurture relationships and to do some marketing online, let's say in a community, you know, just saying the name of your company is a way of branding without selling. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Jeffrey Zabar. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Those are his website brands. He and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.